Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Political, politics, and space aliens. Science versus science fiction. It's a curious thought these days, since the politicians want us to believe in some of the science, that which brings a buck, a dollar or two, but not all the science which brings or takes away votes. Science fiction, a realm beyond ours. Be it the Twilight Zone or Lost in Space or the X-Files or Star Wars or Star Trek, mankind enjoys delving into the unknown. Battlefield Earth is yet another science fiction story that takes our imaginations to a different place and time, yet on the same planet. As I was sifting through the news this morning and rolling my eyes at the behavior in D.C., it isn't difficult for me to think that these politicians, these elected officials, are the space aliens. They don't reason like the common working man or woman. They are throwing fits over crazy stuff like three-year-olds, and maybe they are the youth of terrestrial beings. Well, I suppose that's really an unfair insult to space aliens. Politicians don't believe much in life or respect life, as I read about a judge in Indiana today blocking a mandate requiring an ultrasound prior to an abortion. As a female, I know what that means. But as they defended Planned Parenthood as women's health care provider, one of the things that they bragged about was mammograms, which was untrue. They now claim that the mandate for an ultrasound prior to an abortion puts undue burden on low-income women because only a few Planned Parenthood facilities have ultrasound machines. And that's a bit fishy to me. Maybe they should be buying, instead of buying Lamborghinis, they should be investing in up-to-date medical equipment. It's more lies destroying life, human life. An ultrasound is pretty much a common thing in women's health these days. They just have to look inside. Today's show will be interesting, but we're going to go and have some fun. We have Jim Mars as our guest again today, and I, for one, always enjoy visiting with him. We kind of go all over the place when we talk, and I kind of like that. Jim Mars is an award-winning journalist from the New York Times bestselling author, and you can visit his website, too, by going to jimmars.com. That's Jim Mars with two R's, .com. We're pretty down to earth here, but man, oh man, we talk about some far-out politics, and I do believe it is easier to believe in the unknown than to figure out the circle of lies and deception of the politicians. I know you follow the earthly politics as well as seeking the realm of the unknown. Jim, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio today.
Well, Beth Ann, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
How are you doing today?
I'm tolerable.
You're tolerable?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's going on?
I'm tolerating it.
You're tolerating. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a mess, isn't it? I don't care which side of the arena you're on. It's just a big mess.
I know. I don't even know where to begin. But I will begin with this. This is interesting. You mentioned Battlefield Earth, and you know they've got the new edition out.
Yeah.
That came out last year, and also an audio book, and already it's been nominated for 2 audio awards. So I think that shows you that this one is a little cut above the rest. And for those who may not know this, it's really intriguing to me, Beth Ann, because as a kid, I hate to date myself, but
don't we all?
this was before television, okay? And I don't mean my family couldn't afford a television. I mean there was no television, okay?
Are you saying they weren't invented yet? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Early 50s. So we listen to the radio,
mm-hmm.
and at night, I would lay there and listen to the radio dramas like The Shadow and Gunsmoke and Tarzan. All these, they were all dramatized on the radio with people speaking the roles and speaking in accents and, you know, and sound effects. I mean, if there was a shootout, you'd hear the gunfire going off. And and the thunder rumbling, which, you know, I later found out was a sheet of aluminum or something. You know, they had all these little tricks for making really great sound effects. So, and it was great because it immersed you in it. You know, you were part of the entertainment process. You didn't just sit there like with a movie or TV and they just, you know, the images and the narrative just wash over you and it's a very passive thing. This was kind of interactive because you had to, your imagination had to keep up with everything. It was great.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is what they've done with Battlefield Earth. They've got more than 68 voice character actors doing the various parts. They've got over 150,000 sound effects. And what really kills me is that they've done a really neat cinematic soundtrack, a musical soundtrack for the whole thing that was written especially for this audio book. And, you know, you don't usually get that. Usually on audio books, you know, you'd have some voice actor who just reads you the book. But this one, it's like a real production. In fact, I call it a movie of the mind. And I'm only mentioning this because I think this is a great opportunity for people today who have not had that experience of sitting there quietly and picturing everything that's going on. And here's a chance to experience that for themselves.
And Battlefield Earth, you can go to their website. It's just battlefieldearth.com. It's very simple, battlefieldearth.com. Now, The Western series that L. Ron Hubbard wrote, those are really good, too, and it's the same thing. And my mother-in-law has borrowed mine, and she's been listening to those. She's 91. She'll be 92 this year, and she may not want me telling that. I don't know. But anyway, she...
<Too late.
laughs> Oops, can't take it back, can I? Anyway, she's very healthy, but her eyes are failing her, and she loves to read. And so she's been... my husband took those to her, and she's really been enjoying the audiobook. She says, man, they really know how to tell a story. And, of course, it has to do with all the actors and the actresses and the sound effects that bring you to that moment.
Yeah. It's a real performance. Hey, grab this, Beth Ann. I mean, you know, today zombies are the big deal, right?
Oh,
dead and back from the dead, and I don't know, you know. But especially among younger people, zombies are big, big topic of discussion.
Oh, yes.
And I came across an L. Ron Hubbard zombie story that was written back in the 1930s. So, see, he was right on top of it.
It was before his time, wasn't it?
It was before his time.
Yeah, zombies are a big deal right now, and I heard him talking about
that. Why is that? Why do you suppose that is?
I think it goes back to what I said in the monologue. It's a realm beyond our understanding. We like to scare ourselves. We like to go someplace where it's just totally unbelievable, you know, and make... I don't know, make a story out of it. We've done that all our lives. We have the horror stories. We have, you know, I remember watching King Kong when I was a kid, and I got really scared. My siblings still tease me about that, hiding behind my sister when I was watching King Kong. The original King Kong, which if you see it today is very unbelievable. But in its day and time, it was, and it's all about that imagination, you know.
I'm not so sure. I remember seeing the original King Kong with Bruce Cabot and Fay Wray.
Yes.
You know, not too long back, a few years back. And, it looks a little dated compared to what they can do with digital today. But you know what? If you get into it, it's still an effective story. And when they're being chased through the swamp and when the giant dinosaurs are after them and stuff, it's even though it's old technology, it's still worthwhile.
You know, I think we're heading into a break. I'm going to give the number 877-895-8255. 800-951-5410 is the number to call. Visiting today with Jim Mars, and we're going to talk about the unbelievable. I think we do that every day with politics, but we're going to talk about a different kind of imagination. And you know what? I'll bet Jim and I can put it together into the politics of today.
Just read the headlines.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. 877-895-5410. And Jim and Beth Ann will be right back. Progress constitutes change and upgrades. My satellite provider was the last to hang on to the old StarGuide 3 satellite receivers. This is a necessary one-time expense that will provide an opportunity to improve and expand CSC Talk Radio. You, my listeners, have been with me every step of the way. I want to include you in this time of opportunity and growth. $40,000 is needed for our satellite receivers, and an additional $20,000 is needed to upgrade my studio equipment so it is compatible with the required new satellite upgrades. A GoFundMe page has been established for CSC Talk Radio for the amount of $60,000. I mean it each morning. It is always my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here as your voice across this great nation. Be a part of CSC Radio's new era and donate today at GoFundMe.com CSC Talk Radio or send a donation to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 and specify satellite support. And together, we will bring America home. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Jim Mars. We're talking about, we're going to visit a little bit about science versus science fiction. I've been kind of on the science thing because, you know, Jim and I, we barely know each other. He's been my guest two or three, four times here on the air. And so I kind of feel like he's a good friend. But when it comes to the politics, I don't really know where he stands. I kind of know where he stands. He knows a lot about the property rights, which we cover here quite a bit. But, you know, when they talk about the science, and I'm one of those non-believers in global warming as far as how they want to set it up, and all the scientists and the universities that are putting their stamp of approval on it, they get money from the government. And the ones that don't, they haven't put their stamp of approval on it. So I kind of see you just chase the money, follow the money, kind of get the idea. But yet when it comes into, you know, what gender you are, they want to throw biology right out the door and DNA and all that. You know, you don't need to believe in that kind of science. Don't, you know, don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
So. Never mind about your double X, double Y chromosomes, you know. It's just whatever you want to be. You can be Mr. Ed if you want to, you know. Just, you know, you ask where I stand. I'm not even sure where I stand. I believe every transsexual should have the right to own a gun to protect their marijuana crop. So where does that leave me? I don't know.
Oh, you're a libertarian, huh?
You know, actually, I am. I really believe I am. I'm a libertarian. And what I understand is that in a country founded on the basic principles of individual liberty and freedom, okay, why more people today aren't libertarians? You know, no, they're going to think you either got to be a right wing conservative or you got to be a left wing liberal. You know, and all it's doing is, as we can see, is destroying the country.
You know, the senator from Missouri, she's going to vote against Gorsuch, McCaskill. She's going to vote against Gorsuch for, and she was bragging about it, and she was going to participate in the filibuster should they do that. And she said, "Well, but he's been
there we go,
activist." And I'm going, an activist for liberty, an activist for the Constitution, an activist for rule of law. I told her Missourians wished that she was such. I get in a Twitter war every now and then, but you know, it just logic is so far out.
We're off Twitter.
You know, I kind of like it. You know,
But all it does is take up all your time and get you in trouble.
Well, so does Facebook. It just gets you in trouble and takes up time, that's for sure. But you do get some news there you don't get other places. And you do get,
well, that's true.
You connect with some people you wouldn't connect. You know, hey, how else am I going to write a letter to the president?
Right.
How else am I going to reach out to him?
And have a chance he might read it.
I think he does read them. I don't know if he reads my tweets or not. I did tweet him a few times, so
I know.
You
know,
give him some motherly instructions.
I asked my wife not long back if she'd gotten her letter from the National Security Agency yet, and she said, "What?" I said, "Yeah, I've sent you a letter saying thank you for saving us millions of dollars and saving us from tracking Jim Morris because you put everything on Facebook."
Yeah, they're probably after you. No,
nah,
they might.
Know.
They
Maybe
might think
not.
You're. They might think you're an alien and just welcome you.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They don't know. An alien libertarian.
Oh my goodness.
What are we going to do with that?
You can't get any more far out than that, can you, Jim?
That's pretty far out. Speaking of far out, you know, I guess you saw where the great, late Chuck Berry just passed away.
Yes, I did.
And I think we mentioned that earlier before that happened on one of your programs. We mentioned that.
We talked about his music. Yes, we did.
Yeah, his song, Johnny Be Good, is actually on Voyager 2, which is now out beyond the Cooper Belt, which means it's the furthest man-made and you know, unnatural object out there, at least that from our coming from us. But here's what's even weirder. I don't know if you saw this. Voyager 2, which is now the, you know, way out there. It's in interstellar space. And somebody's hacked the code. The Russians did it. They did everything. You know,
I wish he had that much power.
I think it was the Russians that took Star Trek off the TV, the first series. You know, as God, they just dirty Russians behind everything. In fact, actually, though, you know, today I just saw that it's finally breaking that some of this, when Trump says he's being spied on by the Obama administration, they're now finding out that's absolutely true, and it goes back to his national security advisor, Susan Rice. And this is now beginning to break in the news. Now, whether it hits the mainstream and people actually get told about this is a whole different story, because today, unfortunately, you cannot just turn on the radio or pick up a newspaper and actually find out what's going on.
You really can't. And it's that is so disheartening. It's a way of manipulating the people, it's all, it has an agenda. I mean, it truly does. And if you listen to the other side, you've got to kind of sift through that as well. And except my show.
Well,
you know, my show's just
story.
Straight up.
I know. That was part of this story. One of the oversight people in government that's supposed to be tracking all this stuff actually found out about all this and went to his superiors, and they told him, just sit down and be quiet. We don't want to embarrass Obama. So, you know, there's these agendas going on. And yet, you know, poor old us, just the average person, we get stopped by the cop and we go, hey, come on, I was just, you know, I made a boulevard stop there at the stop sign, or I was only going, you know, 8 miles over the speed. It's the law. And I can't change the law.
You know,
law applies to all.
The law. Well, apparently not.
You know, unless you're a politician, and then obviously it doesn't.
Then you
apply.
Make the laws.
That's
I have a listener that she says regarding politicians, regarding lawyers, she goes, you know, those who make the laws practice the laws.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and of course, you know, if you know anything, you know that these lawyers get in Congress, and then they pass laws favorable to the multinational corporations, so that when they retire with full benefits and full salary, with even cost of living increases, they then get a cushy job with that same multinational corporation.
You know,
because they know where the loopholes are because they wrote the law.
You know, when I tweeted the president here a few weeks ago, and I actually cannot take credit for this because one of my listeners called in and mentioned it. So I said, you know, I'm going to tweet the president over the health care, which is not health care, it's health insurance bill. And I told him, you know, it's not complicated. You know, all of Congress has a lifetime insurance guarantee. I said, why don't they just write for the people what they have? It's really not complicated, but of course we couldn't afford what we're paying for them, for all of us.
That's true.
It's just crazy, and they live by different standards. They don't realize that they are the servants of the people. We've lost that republic. You know,
That came home to me was back during the Bush Senior administration.
Oh, yes.
They had him at a grocery store for a photo op. And the checker's running the products across the little scanner, and it's going beep, beep, you know. And Bush says, what's that beeping sound? You know?
He didn't know anything about those barcodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just don't even know what it's like to go shopping in a supermarket for yourself. You know, they always got some minion to go do that.
And yet they're sitting up there making all these decisions for us.
It's
a little bit scary. It doesn't make any sense, does it? It certainly doesn't make common sense. It's just about as far out as we could get. We want to talk about the science fiction and the science of today versus that. I do want to talk about that a little bit. I want to direct people here to Battlefield Earth once more. BattlefieldEarth.com, and I think you're going to enjoy the book. If you're a reader, you're really going to enjoy the book, but if you liked to go into another realm, maybe where our grandparents were. I'm sorry, Jim. Where our grandparents sat in front of the radio and listened to that. I think it's a good thing to do with your kiddos.
Absolutely.
To listen to the story as it's told with all the sound effects and the music and the actors and actresses that take place in it. And the Western series as well. I'm going to push that as well. Go, if you want the Western series, go to galaxypress.com and look it up. But for Battlefield Earth, you can go to either place. But BattlefieldEarth.com, you can go directly to that.
They've also got Westerns and Cloak and Dagger, you know, secret agent type stories. I mean, they go all over the place.
All right.
It's amazing. But what I really like about Battlefield Earth is it's not your usual alien come to blow you up story, you know.
We're going into a break. I'm going to give the number.
Okay, we'll talk about that when we come
back. You can give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Jim and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Wow, did you see that? I think somebody had some work done, like a facelift. No, not Beth Ann, her website. Yep, CSC Talk Radio has had a facelift for sure. A new logo and a new fresh look. Visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio is a coalition of conversations between Beth Ann, you, and all America. So the look incorporates all America, from sea to shining sea. Beth Ann is truly in the middle of the nation, reaching out to all America as she continues her journey to bring America home. Join in the conquest for truth on CSC Talk Radio. In the next several months, CSC Talk Radio will be reaching out in different ways to help keep you informed. Get involved and share the education. As always, Beth Ann needs your help and support. Visit the website. Support our sponsors. Join the show on Facebook. Follow Beth Ann on Twitter. Contribute as you can. Whether on air, online, or social media, we need all avenues as we bring in the fold and bring America home.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Jim Mars. We're kind of talking all over the place. We're talking about the unbelievable things that are going on in D.C. And it is unbelievable to me that we have gotten so far down the road from reality and common sense. And we're also talking about science and science fiction. And this is brought to you by Galaxy Press. They produce some of these books that L. Ron Hubbard wrote years and years ago. There's science fiction, there's fiction, there's westerns, you said there's spy books. We were talking about that when we went into the break.
Secret agent stuff.
Well, I'm curious when they reproduce the zombie. the zombie book that you found. That'll be interesting.
Well, I got to point out, this is not the modern zombies where they catch some disease and everything's falling off of them. This is the old zombies from Haiti, you know, where they use voodoo to bring people back from the dead. And in this particular story, the bad guy has perfected his voodoo techniques and is sending out these zombies to kill his enemies, you know, and then but it can't be traced back to him because, you know, he didn't do it. So it's kind of an interesting story. L. Ron Hubbard really had a fantastic
imagination
and kind of a grasp on things because he was a world traveler. He'd been in World War II and he had traveled all around the world, and he knew lots of stuff, and he was able to put it in his books. This is why what I was starting to say about Battlefield Earth is that today, you know, the alien going to get you movie like Independence Day, they all swarm the Earth and they blow up everything. That's not what this is. This is it's just a business deal. It's the intergalactic bankers bankrolling the intergalactic mining company to come and strip mine the Earth of its resources. But they're under a contract and they're under a deadline, and it looks like they may miss their deadline because of these pesky humans. So, you know, they have to go and hire these hairy, tall, big aliens to come and try to put the human population down so they can get their business taken care of. It's just a business deal.
That's right.
Is that wild?
I was wondering if the Clinton Foundation sold uranium to the aliens. I just kind of
well, he seemed to have sold them to everybody else.
They sold them to the Russians, that's for sure.
Yeah, 20% of our uranium is going to Russia thanks to the approval of Hillary Clinton. You know, so it's not one or the other. They're all in it. And once I've got a new book coming out, by the way, that you're going to love, Beth Ann.
All right.
It's due out in June. It's called The Illuminati.
The
secret society that hijacked the world. And if you'll read that and you find out where it goes back to, how it all got started, what's going on today, you'll find that what's happened is, with World War II, before World War II, there were systems. There was, you know, banking system and military system and religious system, but they were all pretty much confined within national boundaries. You know, you had the socialist communist Russia, you had the Nazi Germany, you know, but they were confined. After World War II, these systems went worldwide. This is what they're talking about when they talk about globalism. Okay, they are these people now who run these multinational corporations or multinational banks, and they don't care about any particular country because they're globalists. They're looking at the whole world, and the systems have gone worldwide. So where once we had to worry about a mafia, an organized crime organization operating within the United States, well, now it's gone worldwide. And when they say, well, the Clintons are tied in with those Russian oligarchs, no, it's Trump, and he's tied in with those Russian oligarchs. They're all right. They're all telling the truth. They're all connected.
You know, my sons love board games, and there is an Illuminati board game. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but they love to play these board games, and they're not young men anymore. Now, I consider them young men, but they're not teenagers anymore. Let's put it that way. But this is something they really love to do. And when we get together, I've got five sons, and when we get together, they love to sit and play those games. Three of them are a little more interested in it than all five of them, but they all get in there and they play these crazy games. And Illuminati is one that my oldest son brought in here a while back, and they were playing, which I thought was interesting.
Well, I'm not that familiar with it, but if it's the one I'm thinking about, it's really kind of fascinating because it came out as a card game years ago, and one of the cards shows an airplane crashing into the World Trade Center, and it says terrorism, you know, acts up, and it's like, whoa, you know, is this some kind of a racial subconscious, you know, knowledge of what's going to be happening in the future, or is it just some kind of wild
coincidence? You know, and I said board game, but it might have been a card game. Mm-hmm. I could have been wrong on that. They bring so many different games down.
I know.
They'll go all night long playing with these crazy games, but a lot of them are board games and a lot of them are strange card games. And that Illuminati might have been that. If he's listening, I'll have to tell him to call in and straighten his mother out. So.
I've written about that in my new book on the Illuminati, about the local and latest and popular type of mentions of the Illuminati. And as I remember, I think it was a Steve Jackson game, and it's a card game, but it's not like you play with, you know, you could probably explain it better than I can, because I don't really do those things, but you play a card, and then it tells you how to do things, and you can react in your own way. It's not like just the usual old diamonds and clubs playing cards.
No, not at all. They've got several different card games that do that. They're, you know, the different cards bring you to a different decision or something, and that's what the Illuminati was as well. I thought it was interesting. So I am interested in your book. That'll be fascinating to read.
Yeah, you're going to love it, because you go back to the original Illuminati, and basically they were just college kids trying to make for a better world. But somewhere along the line, they got usurped, you know, by money and by people who wanted power. And, you know, it's kind of like everything else. You can go back to basic capitalism, basic communism, you know, it all sounds great on paper, but then when you get humans involved, somehow it all gets twisted
apart,
around.
and that's a curious thing for me, Jim, because the Socialist Democrat Party right now is really communist. I mean, that's where it leans. The socialism, the big government.
Absolutely.
Government owning the property, government doing this, government doing, taking care of your health, taking care of this, taking it all in control. And why they want to go down that road when we have seen it fail in other countries so many times.
Well, because it sounds good on paper. You know, we're all going to be equal. And, we're all going to get the same stuff. And, nobody's going to be better than anybody else. Oh, God, that just sounds so wonderful. By the way, let me tell you something. I saw a quote not long back from back in the 50s from one of the leaders of the U.S. Communist Party, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically he said, you know, we're having a hard time selling the term communism to Americans. And, I think from now on we need to refer to ourselves as progressives.
Right.
Okay, now think about that for a minute. Where have you heard progressives?
Well, we hear it
and
a lot.
Where all these people out rioting in the street, but they're progressives, you see, and they just don't understand. All they're doing is following the same old pattern of the Communist Party.
All right, we're going into another break. You know, I mentioned that yesterday because that's truly what it is. And again, they changed the language to deceive us, and so many people are not of our age, and they don't recognize what this truly is. And they're leaning to the government, and they no longer lean to that spirit of independence. They no longer do. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome, 877-895-5410. Talking about craziness, science fiction, 877-895-5410. And Jim Mars and Beth Ann, we'll be right back. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series, or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Jim Mars. We're kind of talking about, we are talking about science fiction and how we do need to escape. You know, Jim, the politics, every now and then, I know I have you on and some others that we try to get away from the politics. You know, you were talking about the zombies of the days of old, and it brought me to, and I didn't bring it up. If I'd known ahead of time we were going to discuss it, I'd have brought it up, maybe had my producer see what he could do with it. But there was an old Bing Crosby and Bob Hope movie where they were in Africa, and they were having to fight the zombies. And, of course, it's a comedy, you know. But they were explaining to him, as you did, what the zombies were, and he goes, oh, like Democrats.
That sounds like a Bob Hope.
Then, they couldn't separate the science fiction from the politics.
That's true. And I think, personally, in the subconscious level, that might be the one of the reasons for the popularity of zombie stories today, because I think most thinking people, you look out there, you read the headlines, you see what's going on, just like what you're constantly talking about, Beth Ann, and it's like, got a whole nation of people here, and they're just stumbling around, you know. They're just going from one mishap and one bad judgment to another. And it's like nobody seems to be thinking. It's like they're just a bunch of zombies.
Well, it's hard for them to think. You know, they're being lied to and given half-truths in mainstream media and, you know.
And distracted.
Oh, the distractions are unbelievable. You know, it's like, don't,
yeah.
You know, again, I'm repeating myself. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
That's right.
You know, the Russians did it. Just believe me. You don't need to look up. Just the Russians did it. And it's crazy. And it is hard for the, you know, because I feel that's why I'm here, because the American people are being so deceived. And I'm trying to bring some common sense and logic back into it. And I'll tell you what, some days it's difficult to find any logic at all.
I know. You got to really look. Right? Beth Ann, have you ever considered this? If indeed the Russians are able to manipulate and alter our presidential elections, we would never have had Barack Obama for 8 years.
Well, except they were able to manipulate him. I mean, he wasn't much of a fight back kind of guy.
Well, that's true.
You know, I can't see why they would want, other than they maybe didn't
but
like
Hillary.
But
they would have put somebody in there even more agreeable. You know?
Well, that's true. That's true. It's do they spy on us? Yes. Do we spy on them? I'm certain that we do.
We all do. Everybody
does. Everybody's doing it, you know.
And Israel's spying on both of us.
They got to spy on everyone. Nobody likes them, poor guys. But, you
that's
know, it's...
Right.
It's unbelievable what is coming out of D.C., but, you know, it's my heart is with the people, and that's why I'm here. And once in a while, we just have to escape, and that's why I decided, well, we would promote Battlefield Earth and the Western series and the other books, too. I mean, we haven't really talked about the other books, but it's something that...
You should label that The Great Escape.
That's what I should. The Great Escape from Reality. I'll tell you what. They've got all these reality shows. I go, I don't want reality. I want to escape reality.
That's right. But it's like I just I said about describing Battlefield Earth.
Right.
You know, it actually kind of parallels some of the things going on today. You know, business deals and,
absolutely.
Not taking into account individual freedom or liberty. You know, it's just
whatever
can make the most bucks.
Yeah, I call them D.C. occupiers. We have a fan of yours. We have Granny from New Mexico on. She wants to give a shout out to you. Granny, how are you today?
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
I heard Jim Mars on your as your guest today, and I just wanted to say hi. I've heard him on other programs as a guest, and we always enjoy him, the topics that he's talked about. Being quite a bit older even than Jim Mars, it sounds like, I remember before television, and I remember listening to the radio right after World War II. And they would have these decoder rings and things that you had to buy a box of cereal and send off a quarter or whatever it was. And and so it brings back interesting times that I don't think kids live in that kind of mindset anymore, because it was so simple and basically so safe in those days, because I came to Southern California right after World War II as a very young child, and we were essentially free range children. I mean, our parents, others didn't drive. And if I needed to go to the dentist, when we were riding these public bus to go to school, not the school bus, my mother would write a note. I'd get off downtown, go to the dentist, go back down to the next bus stop and get on, and that was about maybe 9 years old, maybe
amazing.
Younger than that.
We live in a different time now,
don't we? It's a totally different
world.
One that's interesting to look back on.
That is. Don't you wish?
That's right. And you know what? I live that myself, because when my family moved back to Fort Worth, Texas in the early 50s, our house was the last house. If you went on the front porch and looked to the north, you saw the city skyline. You were living in the city. If you went to our back porch and looked out, there was nothing but fields and woods and, you know, streams. And me and my brother and our kid friends, and we'd take off on a Saturday, and we'd take off into the fields. And the only rule was we had to be home by dark.
Isn't that interesting? I had to be home by dinner time. If I wasn't home by dinner time, and even later when I got a horse when I was about 12, I could be gone all day, and all I had to do really was be back at dinner time.
That's right. And talk about your three-range kids.
I have a chance to look back. During the end of World War II, my father was stationed in near Houston at the Ship Canal, and we lived in a little Texas town that it was just like out of a cowboy movie. You could literally tie your horse up at the end of the street and go to the movie. I don't know what town it was. I was too young to remember that, but I remember it was a wonderful time.
Yeah. Hey, that was probably about the same time that we were able to go to the picture show. We call them picture shows. And we could get in on a Saturday and see a main feature, a secondary feature, a couple of three cartoons, Three Stooges, Chapter 14 of Flash Gordon. You'd be there all day, buy a Coke and buy some popcorn, all for under 25 cents.
Absolutely. And we used to go every Saturday because they'd have a serial so that one movie would end on some worrisome thing so that you'd come back the next weekend and see how the movie continued.
And the rest of the story is about out of time.
Anyhow, it's good that remembering before TV, we're still able to be thinking, reading, and listening to books.
Thank you, Granny. We appreciate it so much. We are out of time. Jim, I want to give BattlefieldEarth.com one more time. Try the book. Try the audiobooks because it's 47 hours. You got plenty of listening time. It's a good time to sit there with family and listen. Jim, thank you so much for being with us today. We've enjoyed escaping the great escape with Battlefield Earth, Jim Mars, and GalaxyCrest.com to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.